joined by assistant coach Matthew Vandenberg after another emotional win for the Penticton Vs tonight as they better the West Kelowna Warriors by a score of 4-3 in overtime. Matt, an emotional game yet again for your hockey team here at RLP, second time in a week. A week ago tonight, you went in overtime. A lot of back and forth. Never led in this game until in overtime when you guys scored the game winner. Probably a game you thought would be a one-goal game yet again, but twists and turns, your thoughts on an emotional win here.
Yeah, you know, it was an emotional win. I think for us, we talked about building culture all year long and learning lessons, the highs and lows and navigating it all, and everybody understanding their role and growing in the maturity of their game. And honestly, if that doesn't speak to the process and the progress we've made, I don't know what does. I mean, we didn't have a lead the entire game. But honestly, like, we didn't really give them a whole lot. Like, that's a really skilled team, and for the limited amount of chances they had, like, we really didn't give them a whole lot. And then, like, I thought, truthfully, had we hit the net on a couple, we probably outchanced them, right? But at the end of the day, like, everybody did their job. And then, like, you got guys like Rigo, who was just buzzing around the ice, and then you got guys like Billy Renfrew. Like, he was an animal on the faceoff dot today, and, like, everybody kind of stepped up in their own way, and like that wasn't a solo effort or a couple guys. That was a full team effort, and to do it on the road here. And as I said last time, I absolutely hate coming here. I still don't like it here, but it feels pretty sweet to get the division here in that way too.
In a good way, it's a circus here. Everything happens all the time. Unpredictable types of games when you come to Royal LePage Place. You mentioned a few players tonight, but let's just talk about maybe what. The biggest storyline right now this game is the third and overtime, so let's get to that. Offside play, 45 seconds in, called back. You thought you had a lead after a penalty kill. What was said to not let that game get away? Because all of a sudden they score, it's 3-2. You could fold like a cheap summer's tent, but you didn't. What was said to keep your guys' heads in this game and show that maturity to come back and win?
Just our game. I mean, honestly, like we never felt like we were on our heels. Like, I thought... like, we were breaking pucks out well. We were getting pucks into their zone and forechecking pretty well. And honestly, like, I don't think we had to say a whole lot. Like, we just kept the same message from the first period on. Like, when last time we were here, we had to make a couple adjustments in between there and, like, as the game was going on. But we honestly didn't have to do a whole lot because the guys on the bench just said, next shift. And honestly, it was next man up mentality. And I think for us, we're at the point now with this group, they know it needs to get done. And that's where Fred and I are kind of just like letting him go. And so, like, for us, it's almost less is more, to be honest. And we're always saying what needs to be said. And right then, like, you can feel it on the bench. Usually you can feel it if you're going the wrong way.
Yeah.
Or you can feel it when you're going the right way. And it felt like we were going the right way, even though the scoreboard didn't show it. So, honestly, our veterans stepped up in a huge way. And, like, guys were blocking shots, finishing hits, like, that's what playoff hockey, that's what, like, the next level hockey looks like. And I think that's just, again, from the first time we were here to now, is unbelievable.
Matt Vandenberg with us in the postgame show. I know you don't want to, or it's going to be challenging to single out one or two players. You talk about veterans, so, you know, let's talk about, you know, Thomas Bichette, a golden assist, Billy Renfrew, a golden assist. Callum Renaud played, I think, 5 minutes of overtime there.
Yeah.
The way he was playing, and he's waved you guys off. He says, no, I'm good, I'm staying out here. He had two assists, including the game winner, with guys like Stringer, Littler out, Sirachi, Ingman, key pieces all out of the lineup. You need your vets to be your vets, and they certainly were tonight.
It just speaks to why our culture is so good, like, because we have guys that are coming in that are recruits for next year and stuff. And honestly, like, what we always talk about is their reputation speaks for itself, and it really is true. Like, you look at our guys, like, the beginning of the year, the group of kind of feeling the dynamic and trying to figure themselves out, and they've had their highs and their lows, obviously, but to see those guys step up in such a big way, I mean, every veteran had a major impact in some way, shape, or form, and I think that just speaks to the maturity and where they're at as young men, and it speaks to our culture. Like, it doesn't matter what league you talk about, junior, college, you name it, the best programs have the best culture, and we have I will say it right now, we have the best culture in our league, and it shows in a game like today.
And division title. Congrats on the 12th consecutive interior regular season pennant. Your first, a big feather in the cap for the organization. All right, a